Back here on the Mighty 690 at 9:11, it is time for our Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce update. And joining us, we have Amy Dollar filling in for Candy Westbrook. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, James.
Oh, do I need to get on the mic? There you go.
We go. Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good. You're here. Turn it warm. There you go. You'll get it. There you go.
I'm always scared to touch it right here.
You're perfect.
Just touch it.
You're
there,
perfect.
So. All right.
So, yeah, we got you on here, and man, lots of great stuff happening here in Coffeeville, and I think the biggest thing the people are most excited about right now, this morning, it actually opened last night, Pete's.
Pete's, yes. Pete's Truck Stop, Pete's Pumpin' Pete's, whatever. It's not Pumpin' Pete's, is it? Is it?
I think.
Okay. Anyway, Pete's Corporation in on 11th and Walnut, they are open for business. Go by, get you a hot coffee, get you some gas, donut. Food. I think they have some kind of a deli fried thing going on in there. It is awesome. You know, I used to stop at the Pete's in Erie, and the Pete's in Parsons are always really good gas stations. I'm so excited to have one here today. So let's support them and let's go by and see them. And hey, it's an opening day. They might have some good deals going on. I have no idea if they do, but they might. So go check it out.
And then the other thing is you're going to have a ribbon cutting for them next week, right?
Yes, yes, yes. The Chamber of Commerce, we will be doing a ribbon cutting for them next week. And that's going to be a lot of fun. You should join us. Anyone can come and stand in the picture with a giant ribbon and scissors if they want. It'll be a lot of fun. And we're very excited, happy to have them. So this morning was business over breakfast. I'd like to thank everyone that attended this morning. Always a good turnout at business over breakfast. It is a pretty informative and good time of networking and getting to know what's going on in our area. I would like to thank Lisa Brookover and Bill Jones from the Aviation Heritage Museum. They came. They talked about a lot of stuff. They had some pictures, James, on their presentation that were cool. You would really like them. Airplane aerial photos of what it looked like when it was an airport out there, 1934, 1936. It was very interesting and informative. But they, they have the primary focus of the museum is that, focus is education and preservation of our history. And they do a lot of work out there. They're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 1 to 4. And it's free admission. So we love to welcome you out at that time. But they will go out there by appointment. So you can call 251-2145, or you can call us at the chamber 251-2550, and you can set up an appointment. And they're always really good. In 2 years, I've called pretty consistently on different groups, and they've always been able to meet them up there and show them around. They had an Amelia Earhart presentation this year. They had the Wilbur Wright presentation. They had a presentation on the Tuskegee Airmen. I am not hanging out on my phone. I'm checking my notes here.
You're good.
I figure I tell the listeners that are watching me. And they had the World War II exhibit that out there is very, very interesting. But Peggy Anderson came and talked about the Tuskegee Airmen, and we had some that were from Montgomery County, and the one she came and talked about was her dad, and that was very, very interesting and very, for lack of better words, super cool. September 1st, 1936, that was the first mail flight out of the Coffeeville Airport up there.
So, that's awesome.
Yes.
I mean, and it is really neat if you haven't been up there, especially for the folks who, maybe they lived in the area a while, but have never actually gone in there. I mean, it is really worth a stop.
It is. And then in March, we will, for a couple months, they're going to have the NASA exhibit that will be up there in the spring. So I will we'll encourage you all to save the date and look forward to more information on that. I think it's going to be like March 20th to June 15th or something like that. So we're going to have it, but I encourage everyone to come out and visit it at that time as well and come see it beforehand. And Laura Stafford came on behalf of USD 445. Is that the right school district?
Yeah.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And she spoke about all the different things that they have going on at the school. They've increased in, in their state levels, they've increased in like 21% in reading. They've done a lot of really good. We have the highest graduation rate in the state. They've won awards in like kindergarten readiness, and Angie Krause won the elementary school principal at CES, and she won the Principal of the Year for the state of Kansas. And that's a peer voting. I tried to write everything down, so please forgive me if I get it wrong. But she's Principal of the Year for the whole state. So big, big shout out to her and to CES for having such a cool and awesome principal that obviously gives a lot and cares, or she wouldn't be getting voted in by her peers, right? So big shout out to her. And thank you again to Laura for coming. And she was gave us a really excellent presentation, and I tried to write as fast as I could, but I was really enjoying listening to it. But with Coffeyville, you know, we want to continue to support and educate our children, and I think they're all at 445 are doing a very, very good job of that. And we had a few notes there. Match Day is November 16th, so anyone that's looking forward to donating to their favorite organization, that is going to be a great time to do that. Bell ringers. Joe Brooks needs bell ringers. So if you want to call 870-9261, he will sign you up November 18th through, I was telling people about December 23rd or so, you know, maybe on Christmas Eve. But we do need bell ringers. So call him and he will get you signed up. Yesterday when I spoke at the Leadership Coffeeville class, I told people it's always fun to ring as a group or come out with your family, your friends, or your kids and show them what they're doing. And it's a great time. Your children or your nieces or your grandkids, bring their nephews, bring them with you and plant those little seeds. We are always needing volunteers and we need to grow them. So plant those seeds of community leadership and community support and volunteerism in your children and the kids you know and bring them. So in the future, we have them to help us ring the bells. So anyway, call Joe when you're ready to ring the bells. We need it.
It'd be a lot of fun.
The November 17th is a Green Zone training. With the Four County has the veterans training. It's going to be at the Ron Stevenson Building. It starts at 11 a.m. You can go on Facebook or on the Four County website, and you should be able to find information for that. And call Lord Osborne. I do not have his number with me, but he will have that information.
And he's going to be on the program tomorrow. We're going to talk with him a little bit.
Tune in and listen. He'll have all the answers for you. But I think I'm looking forward to the program. I think it's going to be really good. So I encourage everyone to attend that. And then I know this is indie, but it's very cool. Eyes of Freedom is a traveling memorial that it's going to be the first time in Kansas. I'm sure Lisa has come on and talked about it.
Really,
thank goodness.
It's going to be great.
Virgil Peck brought it up today, and I thought in our announcements, I thought, well, I better make sure
and
we get that on.
Yeah,
there
Lisa kind of previewed it a little bit, and she's going to talk about it next week too.
Great, because I want to go to this.
Me too.
It's a commemorative traveling exhibit to 23 Marines from the Lima Company that were lost in a war. It'll be at Memorial Hall. I'm not going to butcher this. I'm going to let them come and tell you. Lima Company was the company that Riley was in. He was in the Marine Corps in boot camp. So that's I knew that name anyway. I was like, hey, that's very cool. I know that.
Wow.
But it seems like a very serious and a must-see exhibit. So I am very much looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to listening to Lisa come and talk about it. So I think that's about it on my notes, but here's my radio announcement. So now I'm going to be candy again. So get ready to shop, eat, mingle, and have fun. The Chamber Holiday Open House is November 12th from noon to 4. Have the annual open house. You know, every year they have it. It's always on a Sunday. It's super fun. It's kind of a kitschy, let's go shop on the Chamber Holiday Open House Day. It's very cool. Each store will have special deals, treats, and fun. And we will also be giving away a basket of all kinds of goodies and a special nutcracker drawing. So it's kind of a nutcracker theme this year for the Chamber Holiday Open House. I am looking forward to the decorations on that. Follow the event on Facebook, as we will be posting and listing all the participating retailers. So I know I've seen a few on there so far. So I think it's going to be a really good event. Community news. It is time for family to start signing up for gifts to help this Christmas season. Stop by the Salvation Army site to get signed up. If you need to be on the angel tree or need help, know anyone that needs help, it is a great time to go and get that done. Dates and times can be found on the Salvation Army community volunteer page, or you can call the Salvation Army. Free bike rides. I'm very excited about this. It's about the time that I'm not going to sweat while I ride a bike
exactly.
all over town, right?
I know.
Kansas is celebrating the third annual Mobility Week from November 5th to November 12th with free bike rides. Stop by downtown in November and take a spin, or you can pick up a bike at the college as well. Those bikes there are open to the public, just like the ones downtown, so you can pick up a bike either way. I believe we'll have a special code. I shared something on Visit Coffeeville Facebook. I'll have some more information down there available, so if you guys want to pick it up tomorrow, for sure, it'll be there, and we will be happy to. I encourage everyone, even though it's a little chilly, go ride a bike for 30 minutes, go ride a bike for an hour, check out one of the Movatic bikes downtown. They're pretty comfy, they ride pretty good, they got bells, they have a basket for your things, and I think that they are a very good asset to our community, and I would love to see and encourage people to check them out. You may not have ridden one before, so go ride one. And free bike week, what better time to try it out? The Bible Baptist Church, they're going to be hosting two blood drives this November. So we always need blood. Your help is needed. Contact the Red Cross to sign up. November 20th at 11:45 to 6 p.m. and November 21st through from 8:30 to 12:30. I know my daughter-in-law works for the Oklahoma Blood Bank, and they're always doing blood drives because they always need blood. But hey, that keeps her busy.
Do you know where that one is?
It is at the Bible Baptist
Church.
Okay,
that's right. That's yeah, you said that. Okay, just making sure. Yep. All right.
I need to start looking for addresses. There's going to be a Santa fundraiser. Santa is around the corner. I cannot believe that.
I know.
The Library Foundation is kicking off a new fundraiser, Letters from Santa. It begins November 1st. I think that's today. Contact the library for more details. They'll be happy to help you out with that. I think that's... I'm curious to know more about that myself. I like to write letters to Santa. Thanksgiving dinner. Lanning's family is hosting another wonderful Thanksgiving meal for our community. It is only possible with the help of local businesses and their donations. If you would like to give back and help with this year's dinner, contact Justin and Kelly Holmes with Gigi's Burger Bar. And their information is all on Facebook. Super easy to find. Coffeeville represented at Neowalla. Besides, you guys having to wander around in the cold and broadcast the parade. Congratulations to Sydney Burnett and Brooklyn Wheeler for doing an amazing job representing Coffeeville in the Queen Neela pageant this year. And a special shout out to Sydney for winning Miss Beauty. I think I know who that kid is. I think I know her mom. I think her name might be Sydney Lynn. I hear her on the basketball game. So big shout out to both of those girls for representing. That's awesome. And for winning Miss Beauty. Great announcements from our businesses. We always like to have great announcements from businesses in Coffeeville. Happy birthday to Hershey's. Stop by this week to celebrate with them with special discounts, new items, and prizes. And if you're worried about eating ice cream when it's cold, they have espresso and hot chocolate and other stuff. So
have
warm
you tried
back
their,
up.
Their smoothie bowls?
I have not.
You should do
Air
that.
Lee tells me about them, and
they're
she
wild.
Says they're super good.
They're really good.
Well, I'm going to do that. A smoothie bowl sounds really good. John Deere hosts JAG. John Deere, Coffeeville Works, celebrated National Manufacturing Month by hosting JAG K programs from two local high schools. The students got to tour the facility, job shadow, and participate in a Lego building session. Thanks, JD. Events, save the date. So all my big events are over for the year, but we have still more to come. November 1st, today, oh, that was today. November 9th is a 4-H banquet. And that's always a good time, a 4-H banquet. November 8th to 11th is the Eyes of Freedom Memorial at Memorial Hall that we were just talking about earlier. November 11th, Walking in Sisters' Shoes, Fun Run at Holy Name. I know we have information on the sign, or you can call Holy Name or call us, and we'll give you some more information. And November 12th is a Coffeeville Holiday Open House. Retailers, sign up for Holiday Open House. It's going to be super, super fun this year. And everybody, shoppers, that is a good day to kick off holiday shopping. Come shop with us before you leave town. Shop local, see what kind of good, cool things you can find, especially on our Chamber Open House Day. And then if you don't find everything you need, we might let you leave town a little bit to go shop. But please, please check here first. That's always a good idea to shop local.
You might be surprised.
You will be surprised. I'm surprised all the time when Nick says things like, I almost have to pick it up next time I go to Bartlesville. I'm like, go see Isham's. They'll have it. And they always do. I've always been right so far on that. Go me and go Isham's. So you will, you know, you might be surprised at what you find around here. But, you know, it's shop local. Thank you guys very much.
Okay, Amy Dollar, appreciate it. Thanks so much for coming on and filling in for Candy this morning.
Well, Candy always does such a good job. I try.
Oh, you do great.
She's off learning all sorts of new great things at a conference.
Hey, so. Very fun.
Yes.
All righty.
Safe travels to her.
And we had a lot of fun at the Brown Mansion on Saturday.
We did. We did. Big shout out to everyone who attended, everybody who helped. Without help, like Tina and Casey, you know, and you and Baylor and Nick, you know, it would not be possible. So, and Andrew, you know, thank you to everyone, but really thank you to everyone who attended, because I can have events all day long. If nobody comes, it's just us standing there eating food, right?
Oh, yeah. I was there for the cheese. Yes. I ate a lot of cheese. So that was good.
I'm excited when she says, yes, I'm available to do your events.
Yeah.
Taste and see. If you guys, holidays coming up, I know this is going to be a shameless plug, but it was so good. I think if you guys are going to have a holiday party, anyone out there, family, home, business, have a party for yourself, call Taste and See Carly's Charcuterie. It is so good, and it is worth having an event just to get to eat.
It's like
food.
It's like a public art display, you know.
It is. Who knew food could look so pretty like that? It puts the meat and cheese things you get at Walmart to shame.
Oh
there.
Yeah.
So they're not even in the same ballpark.
That's great. Well, Amy, thank you so much once again, and look forward to chatting again here real soon.
Well, thank you. You have a good afternoon and a good day.
Thank you. Amy Dollar here on the Mighty 690 giving us our chamber update today. And we do have more open line coming up here in moments on the Mighty 690 KGGF.